In a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization, Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
So, you approach a nondescript gray building. The door on the front has a small window with crisscrossed metal wires running through it, and it has a small lockless metal handle.
I go to open it.
You push open the door. You find yourself in a walkway that has some bigger doors behind it.
Okay, I'll try to open those doors.
You push your way into a large, strangely ornate room just filled with books. To your right, there is an empty desk that I'm not done talking about.
It's just, I feel like I know where this is going. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that seems eerily familiar. Although I am just glad that it's not a Mario 64 situation where the hallways just keep going forever, because that always freaked me out.
Yeah, no, that'd be hell. Can you imagine stuck in one place for a long period of time? Anyway, so to your right, there is a desk with some papers and some just loose books on the desk. The room is carpeted, but the carpet feels threadbare enough that it's like not really there. A lot of dust everywhere, too.
Yeah, so... All right, so I knew where you were going with this. We're just kind of stuck in the library then, right?
I didn't say you were stuck.
And honestly, history has shown that we are.
Look, you can try to leave at any time.
I try to leave.
You can't.
Yeah. Yeah, this is fucked. Anyways, I'm going to...
Can I throw a curveball?
What do you want to do?
Sure.
I tried to leave.
Holy shit.
Yeah, sorry. The door is still just as locked for you.
Oh my fucking Christ.
This sucks. This fucking sucks. Is anyone in here?
Besides you two, there doesn't seem to be.
This fuck.
We paid top dollar for this DM, man.
I brought you into, yeah, and you saw that we were stuck in a library and you kind of pushed us into here.
Look, when I said art imitates life, I meant it. I have that tattooed right on my face.
Yeah, I was going to ask about
that. Which is insane. Yeah.
Did that hurt?
It hurt a lot. But you know what? When you choose to dedicate your life to something, a pain comes with it.
Okay, I'll try to push past this. I'm going to go look at some of the papers.
Cool. They just seem to be more inventory.
Right.
Yeah. Listings of books, so it's just as it were.
Yeah, it's just a library.
I didn't say that.
No, yeah, for sure.
I'm starting to think that this may be some sort of building that has books in it.
A little bit, yeah.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it. That's what D&D is, right? Puns?
Pretty much.
I'm going to go.
You can't, though.
If you guys aren't going to take this seriously...
You both are... I mean, you guys are stuck in the library regardless.
I'm trying. What are you going to do, walk across the room? Yeah, I was really excited to play D&D. I'm like really trying, but Matthew's like, he doesn't understand anything, and you put me in a library again, and I hate that.
Well, you didn't even help him like create a character. Like right now, it's just you with him watching you play D&D.
Yeah, we had character sheets, and you tore them up and said, "We'll do fine. We'll do just fine."
I heard NADPOD before we went in, and I was like, "Oh, this is exciting!" And I had the idea to maybe call in a DM. And I'm angry. I'm going to go into the library and we're going to go into one of the aisles.
Cool. You go into an aisle. These bookshelves seem to extend onto eternity. Just books of every different size and color and material.
Every color?
Every color. There's some red books.
Because I feel like there's a lot of colors that just don't really... look well on a book. You're saying there's definitely... like a lot of these books are like ship brown.
No, what I'm saying is a lot of these books are just neon yellow.
Oh, right. So it's okay. We're in some sort of cyberpunk like the game?
No, it's normal, you know, library. Just most of the books are neon yellow.
Okay.
They look to be painted that way.
I get behind that.
So it's Infinity Islands. I get behind that.
I stand behind the books.
Cool. As you stand behind, as you go to leave this aisle and go into the next one, it's pretty much the same looking aisle.
Oh, it's okay.
I go into the aisle next to Matthew and I punch him in the face.
You're punching through the bookshelves?
No, I go to the next aisle. You're going and I punch him in the face.
Go ahead, roll me an attack roll.
Nat 20.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead, roll damage.
300.
That's not real damage, man.
Yeah, I didn't actually roll. I just want to hit him in the face.
Well, if you didn't roll, the hit didn't hit.
I'm pissed. I'm really angry.
You were standing right next to me. You swung your fist. You missed. You cracked your knuckles against the timber or whatever the fuck bookshelves are made out of. There's a deafening crack. Your hand is completely broken.
You're not the DM, so actually you can't do that.
Everything he says is canon. Yeah. That happened.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me about your roles, right?
You know how
some people have a trustworthy face?
Yeah.
I have just trustworthy canon.
I hate you, man. You ruined this for me.
I'm a reliable narrator. I thought
being stuck in a library in a game was worse.
Have we tried moving loads of the books to see if there's a secret passageway Scooby-Doo style?
Try that. Yeah, okay, we're gonna try every single book.
We try every single book.
Yeah.
I don't care how long.
That's what we did when we first got in here, actually.
So. Billions of years. It's a heaven sent situation.
That's why none of the books are on the shelves anymore because we just kept trying to find a secret passage.
You know, I was gonna ask about that. I see you've made a couch out of one of them. That's a really good replica of a couch.
Thank you.
I think it's a shit couch.
You're a shit couch.
Thanks.
I mean, it is. I mean, compared to the actual couches, like not even 5 feet away.
Right,
sure.
Right.
But
well, yeah. But they're comfortable. The books are actually surprisingly comfortable because of the soft covers.
Yeah, the soft neon. / shit brand cover. Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to try every single book. We're going to try to find a secret passage.
Unfortunately, you don't find one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my god.
So, okay, since none of the books worked as a secret passage, I guess, can I just read one?
Sure. So you find the brightest book. Just sitting in one of the massive piles of books you guys have accrued over the years. It seems to be glowing, but on a second look, it's just really, really bright yellow.
It's my favorite color.
What's it called?
Blinding is my favorite color.
It's called Ad Vertigo. So, you're sure these are the best of the best?
Oh, yeah. Best of the best. Better, actually. Best of the best is underselling them. They'd be offended if they heard me calling them that, actually. They'd spit in my face, and I wish they would.
What's that?
Why? Are they here?
Doris Lamb stares out of the window, down at the parking lot.
I think they're finishing their presentation in the parking lot.
Dan Carver joins her at the window, and sure enough, one of the three people standing by a 63 Ford Thunderbird is frantically scribbling in a notepad. The second is rocking back and forth on the hood of the car, their arms wrapped around their legs. The third is chugging, and has been chugging since his paragraph began, a bottle of Canadian Club.
Well, we all have our pre-presentation rituals.
Chugging a bottle of Canadian Club is your idea of a pre-presentation ritual?
He's not a monster, Doris. He has a chaser.
Chaser?
Dan points down at the car, where the same man is now chugging a bottle of Limeade.
See? I bet you feel pretty silly now, huh?
I really, really do not.
Look, that's them coming now.
This has to work out. You know that, right? The CEO is up my ass on this. If we don't get a campaign that'll actually sell our goddamn product, we'll all be done in this town before the end of the day.
The day?
Yes, those are the stakes.
Like this the day?
Yep.
They watch the three heads of up-and-coming advertising agency at Vertigo approach the building, And once they're out of sight, Dan and Doris sit in silence, Dan sweating profusely. Dan lets them enter the conference room, both the man and the woman dressed in very formal attire. You must be Doris. Dan's told me a lot about you. Doris chuckles softly.
Nothing bad, I hope.
Well, your name. It was just your name. Doris.
That's right. And, your name?
Dawn. Dawn Draper.
Wow, not even a play on it. Your name is just straight up Dawn Draper? Is that even legal?
Good point. Call me Richard. Richard Whitman.
That works.
So my whole sort of deal is that I do the advertising. I'm in advertising. And I'm really good at it, but I cheat on my wife.
Why would you tell me that?
I don't know, I like to be transparent.
There really should be a limit though, right? You just told me you cheat on your wife. What if I told someone else?
Then I'd kill you. Wouldn't be the first time.
So you're a murderer as well as a cheater.
I actually am not sure. Only up to season 6.
This is usually the part where I'd offer you drinks, but I get the feeling that won't be necessary.
Yeah, I am full. I'm not normally this completely fucking obliterated on the sauce, though, so I do apologize.
You actually seem incredibly level-headed, considering.
You know what's funny? This character just drank Canadian Club. I actually have Canadian Club. Right over there.
I say method acting, right?
Down the entire bottle. I'm not even drinking. I'm drinking a different whiskey, which is insane. Yeah, sorry if I'm a little off right now. A tear in the fabric of space and time appeared right above my building last night. It's really shaken me up, not stirred. Oh, sorry. Force of habit.
No worries. All right, if we could...
I said not stirred. After I said shaken, because I have a serious drinking problem.
Got it, yeah.
Tear in the fabric. What the hell are you talking about?
No listener then, huh?
It's really alienating when you do that.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Audrey Drummond. Audrey Drummond. Audrey Drummond.
Are you broken?
Sorry, my father always used to tell me I have a very forgettable name, so I like to repeat it as often as I can.
Didn't your father pick your name?
Oh, huh. Wow, I never thought about it like that. Oh, I switched into a different accent. Oh, huh. Wow, I never thought about it like that. That's actually put a lot of my childhood trauma into perspective.
Glad I could help.
Stay in your lane, bitch.
I'm sorry?
Did I ask for your psychoanalysis bullshit? What are you, a therapist?
Actually, Audrey, I think that'll be more a psychiatrist's job.
Oh, they're the same. They're really not. If we could get back on track. Doris, I hope you're not offended to the point where this meeting is over.
No, I guess I'm fine. I mean... We really do need a campaign.
Exactly. So why don't you shut up and let the men do the talking?
Jesus, Audrey.
What? It's the 50s. I can say that.
No, it isn't.
Wait. This story isn't set in the 1950s? I just assumed because of all the...
It's 2022.
Oh. Damn. My bad, I'll...
Recalibrate.
I'll recalibrate my whole demeanor, sorry. Sorry, Doris. I'm really fucking sorry about all that.
That's okay.
Pushover.
You really should know what year it is, though. Certainly what century it is.
Don turns to Richard.
Are there not 3 of you?
Spoilers? Do you always eavesdrop in the agency when they're last minute prepping in the parking lot? Naughty boy, Dan. Naughty boy.
We're 12 stories up. We weren't even eavesdropping. There was a third person literally on your car. Can we start our presentation? Yes, yeah, totally. I will leave you 3 to it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, we could stick with the small talk a little longer, but it seemed to be going just abysmally.
No, I mean, you're not staying for this meeting.
Why would I stay for the meeting? I'm practically her gopher. I don't have any pull around here. Did you think I was an executive or something?
I was really relying on you being in the room for this, man.
Why? Is your campaign bad?
All right, so yeah, Dan, you can leave. Let's get the show on the road.
Wait, is it bad? Is the campaign bad? It needs to be good. It really needs to be good. Richard, can you hear me? You're looking right at me.
Dan, what is the problem? They're trying to start their presentation.
No, yeah, nothing. I'll just leave. And then by the time you join me, our...
Dan leaves, closing the door behind him.
Careers will be over. Well, your career will be over. I'm a PA. I could get a job anywhere. Actually, why do I work here? I could probably quit right now. I wonder if I could write a note for her while they're still...
Dan, are you talking to yourself right outside the door?
No.
Sorry about him. So, Richard, Audrey, what have you got for us today? It has to be good. If it's not good, I'm fucked. Sorry, you probably didn't need to hear that.
Lucky for you, I thrive on pressure. I can fry an egg with just my stare.
That's inhuman.
Thanks, baby.
First off, we actually have a video.
Oh, that's exciting.
All right, enough of the active listening, okay? I know you're trying to flirt with me, and it is working, but there's a time and a place.
But I don't even...
We filmed the ad. Huh? What? You filmed the ad before even pitching the ad? Fuck yeah, we did. It's not perfect, obviously. This certainly isn't the final product, although it's pretty fucking perfect.
No, it's not the final ad.
Well, we'll see how she likes it first, Richard. How about that?
We had to act in it. We've never acted before in our lives, so... No. To Doris, Richard continues. It's rough around the edges, sure, but we firmly believe that this ad... Richard slots in his USB drive. Nothing happens. He realizes he put it in the wrong way. He takes it out and puts it back in the right way. Nothing happens. He takes it out and stares at it, deep confusion and a hint of betrayal on his face, for several seconds. Then he puts it back in the way he tried it the first time, and his folder pops up on the monitor. Don't know, just smart had it right the first time. It just wasn't all the way in.
You were saying?
What?
You said, but we firmly believe that this ad, and then trailed off.
Oh, sorry, I probably shouldn't have started my sentence before I put the USB in. I was going to load it up and then say I really thought it was going to load faster. Forget it. Let's just... Richard opens the video file and hits play. The ad opens on Richard and Audrey, or the characters they're playing, walking through a typical corporate office. Immediately, Doris realizes that they're not actually in an office, or even in a full office set. It's just someone walking beside them holding up a green screen with a picture of an office on it. It's a still picture of an office, not even a video, so it looks even worse than if there were no green screen at all. It's like they're walking in place. Doris puts her head in her hands and tries to breathe. Every so often, the person carrying the green screen trips, causing the still image of the office to ripple and distort, and they yell, "Ah, fuck it!" really loudly, and then carry on. Doris bows her head.
Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Audrey leans over to Dan.
Why did we keep all this stuff in?
Shh. We're almost at the lanes. In the ad, Audrey turns to Richard.
I really think you're going to like working with us. Our company culture is stellar, and we don't allow criminals to work here, even reformed criminals.
Audrey looks directly at the camera.
It's just not worth the risk.
Oh, I get it. It's like The Office.
Yes, sweetie. It is in an office. Well spotted.
Back in the ad, Audrey grabs Richard by the throat.
You're not a criminal, are you?
Get off my throat, what are you doing? This isn't in the script. Audrey lets go of his throat, and Richard coughs and splutters loudly. Audrey turns back to the camera.
Script? What is this, some sort of advert? I have an accent on.
way too meta.
Well, you can never have too much meta, so...
I think you've single-handedly proven that that is not the case.
Would you just watch? Would you just watch our good ad?
Doris turns back to the screen. Audrey and Richard are standing next to a desk. The person sitting at the desk glances up at them, somewhat forlorn.
New co-worker Richard, let me introduce you to Eric Callman.
Should I know who that is?
Hi, Richard. My name is Eric Callman.
Audrey sprints over to where Doris is sitting to nudge her with her shoulder.
This is the good part.
She sprints back. In the ad, Audrey is grinning and holding out a stapler to Eric.
Eric, show Richard how everything you touch turns into an all-terrain vehicle.
Eric sighs. He touches the stapler. There's a surprisingly clean jump cut, and then the stapler is gone, and there's an all-terrain vehicle next to Audrey. Audrey turns to Richard.
Pretty cool, huh?
You know, I gotta admit, that is pretty cool.
Cool?
Eric gets abruptly to his feet.
You think it's cool?
Well, no, I guess now that I think about it for even just a second, it's occurring to me just how debilitating this condition must be for you on a daily basis. I can't imagine how hard that must be. I'm truly sorry if I caused you offense. Eric nods slowly.
No, that's okay.
He sits back down. But hey, at least you can hop on an all-terrain vehicle anytime you're in a tight spot. Eric gets abruptly back to his feet.
I lost my license.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. How did that happen?
Ah, I was blitzed for a week straight back in the 80s. Ran down a couple families.
Mother of God.
I don't feel great about it. But you know, I was under the influence, so that's why the judge only gave me a warning.
The judge gave you a warning for running down two families?
It was actually three families.
You said a couple.
Yeah, a couple. Three.
A couple means two.
Does it matter?
It absolutely... Actually, yeah, in this instance, it doesn't really matter. Two families is just as bad as three.
Thanks, man. I really needed to hear that.
Audrey looks back at the camera.
All-terrain vehicles. Get where you're going?
The millisecond...
Sorry.
The millisecond her lane is done. The millisecond her lane is done. Just imagining that lane in a as soon as it's done. Cut. Yeah, it's done.
Well, you're not really sure if it cut her off.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
The millisecond her lane is done, the screen goes black.
Said that so aggressively.
So, thoughts? Applause?
Doris takes a long, deep breath. She stands for a few seconds, gripping the back of her chair tightly. She sits back down.
I'm gonna make a few assumptions here.
Hey, assumptions make an ass out of ump and... Wait, that can't be right. Who's ump?
Audrey turns to Richard.
Are you ump?
It's really just one assumption. Here's what I think went down here. You saw the Skittles ad. From back in the day, the ad where everything the guy touches turns into Skittles. You just... Hold on. Give me a second. Jesus. You just saw that for the first time recently. Or maybe you saw it back when it aired and it just... Jesus. Hold on. You just saw that for the first time recently. Or maybe you saw it back when it aired and it just, I don't know, drifted back into your subconscious recently. Anyway, you saw the... Anyway, you saw the ad and you figured you could just... do that? only with all-terrain vehicles, and you decided to make the guy who turned things into all... And you decided to make the guy who turned things into an all-terrain vehicles a mass murderer?
I believe mass voluntary manslaughterer would be the correct term.
So you put that all together, and my career's over. I'm done at this company. This was my last chance, and it's over. I'm done.
I have one thing to say.
Yeah, I think we have the same note, actually.
Note?
Well, you had notes for the ad, and it's only fair we have notes for your feedback. And my note is actually just, like, I had an accent at the start of this conversation, like, when we came into the office, and it just hasn't gone according to plan.
Section one of the note.
Fine, Jesus, what's the other part?
Skettle's ad?
What?
I mean, what Skettle's ad are you referring to? God, man, I'm not really a TV kind of guy. Cut the cord, you know?
Are you seriously trying to tell me you've never seen the Skittles ad?
I legitimately have no idea what you're talking about. Is this... Are you back to flirting? Or gaslighting? I always get those two mixed up.
The Skittles ad. It aired years ago. A while now. The premise is two people are walking through an office, and one of them introduces the other to this guy who's at his desk, and everything he touches turns to Skittles.
Not ringing many bells.
Are you... You sure you're not thinking about our ad?
No!
We did just screen it. That may be why you're getting muddled up.
There's no fucking way you two had that idea without having seen the Skittles ad. It's not possible. Even just through pop culture osmosis.
I believe it would be pop culture diffusion.
Excuse me?
Yeah, osmosis is just water, I think.
Oh, you're picking apart my well-known expression? Well, why don't I pick apart this ad you just screened? The ad where the star admitted to running down three entire families and seemed to show zero remorse.
Dan opens the door and pokes his head in.
Hey, y'all. How we getting on? How'd the screening go?
Dan, if you don't close that fucking door, I swear to God I'll kill somebody!
Dan closes the door. We could lose the family murder, I guess.
What? Richard, we can't cave to her. The family murder is the crux of the ad.
The crux of the ad should be the product you're selling.
Oh. Hmm. That's good stuff, lady. I'd never thought about it like that. But the family murder stuff stays.
Hey, so I'm Googling... This is an insanely niche joke.
For sure.
Hey, so I'm Googling Whittle's Wax, and all I'm getting is Stephanie.
Niche one.
Not Whittle's Wax, you imbecile. Skittles ad. There's no way you came up with that idea without having seen it first. I am putting my foot down.
We didn't come up with the ad.
What?
Neither of us came up with the ad.
Then who did?
Richard goes to the door and opens it. He puts his fingers in his mouth and whistles. Richard comes back into the room and then a third man joins him. It's the man who played Eric in the ad.
Hey, Doris, is it? I'm Eric Coleman. I was in the ad you just watched.
You came up with the idea?
Yeah, that was all me. Although I can't take all the credit. I mean, with a power like mine, it's pretty obvious how you gotta make your money.
Power?
Yeah.
Weren't you watching the ad?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Eric shrugs and touches the standing lamp in the corner of the conference room. It turns into an all-terrain vehicle. Doris screams, falls backwards off her chair.
What the fuck? How did y'all do that? That's an all-terrain vehicle!
Yeah.
Get where you going?
Aw, that was great. You should have done it like that in the ad.
You think so? Ah, pickups. We have time. So, Doris, when should we expect your big fat check?
Doris is staring at Eric, her whole body shaking violently.
Do that again! Do that again!
Are you sure? I mean, I can, but you're going to have two all-terrain vehicles in your conference room, and they are not going to fit through this door.
Do it again!
Eric touches the TV they just watched the ad on. It turns into an all-terrain vehicle. Doris screams again, tearing at her hair.
The fuck got into her?
Figured it was something you said.
I didn't say shit. Doris, did I say shit? Tell him I didn't say shit. Doris, cupcake?
Don't call me cupcake.
Well, now you're just talking crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you found this man called Eric Coleman.
Right.
And everything he touches turns into all-terrain vehicles.
That is correct.
And neither of you have ever seen the Skittles ad with this exact premise. That's just pure coincidence. Honestly, it's possible I bumped into someone at Skittles back in the day, and I accidentally turned them into an all-terrain vehicle, and that's how they got the idea. Although, I guess not, because they'd have been an all-terrain vehicle. Right. So you can also turn people into all-terrain vehicles. Correct. I'll tell you, it's a damn good thing COVID came along and got us all to stop shaking hands. I lost count of how many people I used to turn into all-terrain vehicles on the regular. You couldn't have just worn gloves? Huh.
Eric turns to Audrey, nodding with respect.
She's good. I'll give you that. She's good. She has the ideas.
But even if I could accept any of that without checking myself into a psych ward immediately after this meeting, even if I could accept that you could literally turn people into all-terrain vehicles, there's still one more thing I need cleared up.
Doris turns to Audrey and Richard.
This is Hovis.
I'm sorry?
This is Hovis. We're a bread company. We make bread, and we sell bread. At no point in this company's history have we sold all-terrain vehicles, or anything even close to that.
Richard, can I talk to you outside for a second?
Richard nods solemnly. They exit the conference room, and Audrey closes the door behind her. They stand in silence in the hall for a few seconds.
So,
I misheard.
You misheard?
Yeah, I misheard, okay? You trying to tell me you never mishear shit?
How on earth did you get all-terrain vehicles from bread?
I was going through a tunnel.
Oh, so your signal was bad. Alright, that's fair enough, I guess. Could have happened to anyone. You still should have double-checked, but I forgive you.
If you'd let me finish, I was going through a tunnel on my all-terrain vehicle, and I thought, shit, I can't remember what exactly Dan said we're supposed to be writing an ad campaign for, but it's probably this.
So you guessed?
Well, I figured if you're going to advertise anything, it's probably going to be an all-terrain vehicle, right? Because ultimately...
Get where you going.
Exactly right. God, that is good.
Thank you.
Besides, who fucking advertises bread? It's bread. Does anyone actually buy a different kind of bread because of an advert they saw?
You know, you're not wrong. I don't think anyone really cares what kind of bread they get. Nothing in advert's gonna change.
I agree. There's only so much you can talk up your product if your product is bread.
Right. What are you gonna do? Pay some huge celebrity to endorse your bread?
She notices Dan down the hall, poking his head around the corner.
Did you write an ad for all-terrain vehicles? How the hell do people even advertise bread? Last year, Warburton's got George Clooney for their ads. Are you serious? Yeah, no, that actually happened. They got huge celebrity George Clooney in an ad for bread? Well, I think that juxtaposition was kind of the joke, to be fair. Still.
Doris comes out of the conference room, rubbing her temples. Eric follows.
So, just to confirm, you won't be needing me for the official ad? I hate to say it, but nobody here needs you for anything, Eric. Go join the circus with that freaky fucking power of yours. I did try that for a while back, but they only paid in cash, which is kind of a problem for me, because everything I touch turns into WEAR GLOVES!
Dan sheepishly emerges into the hall.
What's this freakish power you're referring to?
Everything Eric touches turns into all-terrain vehicles.
Dan chuckles.
What?
Eric touches a pinboard on the wall beside him. It turns into an all-terrain vehicle.
Jesus, fuck! Was that real? Oh, shut the fuck up, Dan. We're all over it.
Have you ever considered selling the all-terrain vehicles?
Doris, are you seriously over this?
Our careers are done at Hovis, Dan. We need to look into the future. I've never thought to sell the all-terrain vehicles, actually. I think my problem is I don't really think a lot. It's just never really occurred to me to do so. Well, what if we sold the all-terrain vehicles? Turned a bunch of stuff into all-terrain vehicles?
I really respect that at no point has anyone shorted all-terrain vehicles to the far more common abbreviation. Probably added a whole page to this thing.
We sell them on the cheap, door-to-door if we have to, and before long we'll have made enough money that we won't need a career in bread. Or a career in advertising. Or a career in... What was it that you actually do for a living, Eric? I'm just along for the ride. Great. What do you say, everyone? What do you say we take this show on the road and make some goddamn money? Fuck yeah!
I know I'm in. I feel like both halves of this group are diametrically opposed at a fundamental level, and I don't see how this could ever work. But I'm in.
I'm out.
Oh.
You're out?
Yeah, I just really need some time to myself right now. I gotta work some shit out. I don't like the man I've become, you know? Retro turns and starts walking away.
Alright, but everyone else? We're doing this? Hell yeah! Get where you're going on three!
Eric puts his hand in the middle of the circle they're all standing in, and everyone else puts their own hands in.
Shit, wait! Gloves.
Okay, so we just did what we normally do in D&D, though.
Yeah, it was a normal day, but we were in D&D.
And we paid you for that. To just,
it also seemed like it sort of somehow fit in with the,
yeah.
Even though the book was within the game, so I guess we were making it up as we went along. It referenced events that happened in the other books.
I don't know how that keeps happening. We've
actually read in the library.
Yeah. It's not the first time that something's happened like this, and I don't like it.
You paid me a lot of money,
Eric. How much did we pay to
$50,000 rent an hour?
$50,000
an hour. He's been here for four.
Cash or check? And I don't take check.
We haven't paid him yet.
Not yet.
You haven't paid me the last half.
We don't have. We could probably. I mean, don't listen. Don't listen.
Oh, sorry. Sure.
Thanks. We could probably just not. This is a big library. We could probably just fucking run for it and never see him again.
Yeah, I think we should. Do you want to just?
What's
scurry
your
away?
Hey?
What's your, yeah. Sorry, just 1 second. What's your top speed, Eric?
50.
50 what?
Speed.
50 speed?
Yeah.
Does that mean you have 50? You're saying you have 50 different top speeds? You're a versatile.
No, like 50 speed sprinter. is the top.
All right. I'm more of a. I like to think of it as a more of a kilometers per hour kind of guy.
Sure.
I'm a fucking freak like that. And I'd say my top speed is round about a yard. I could run a yard.
You could run a yard.
We're thinking just, I want to have this plan pinned down. Are we thinking we're running a yard or more than 1 yard?
Oh my God, I have a plan. I have a plan. Don't even worry.
Uh-huh.
We're going to show him Bob Buell's dead body.
Oh yeah, that's there.
And then we'll just kind of leave him there and then run away.
Yeah, I think he'll be traumatized.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's a corpse.
Okay, Rat, take the earmuffs off.
Huh?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, we're ready.
Cool.
Hey,
what are you guys talking about?
We're gonna show you something
different. We do this to everyone we have in here. We, at the end of it, we say, "Hey, look at this."
Yeah, we're gonna show you something so cool. It's gonna be rad as hell.
Oh, it's gonna.
Is
be
it
fucking
$100,000 you owe me?
$200,000. Also, no.
You
already paid me the first half.
Oh well, I guess that's fine.
I thought.
Oh, so you have $100,000.
Okay. Cancel that check. Cancel that check.
We're gonna show you a little a really fun body. It's been dead for months.
Well, we can. I mean, I feel like he'll still be shocked, but he'll be slightly less shocked now because you told him.
Really? Oh fuck! I fucked up the plan.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still go see it, but I mean, I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, because he could... I mean, I don't want to give him any ideas, but he could fully just refuse because he knows he's going to be looking at Bali.
No, for sure.
He could
fully
just be like, no, I'm not going to go over there and look at Bali.
Well, I didn't think about that. Hold on. I didn't think about that.
That brings up a good point. Did you guys cause the body?
No. It was lightning in the end.
It's neither here nor bear.
Yeah, it took you a long time to say that.
It's a Bob.
Couldn't think of a word that rhymed with
profile picture joke.
got it.
It was lightning. I think we established it was lightning. Or maybe we did.
Yeah, it was lightning.
And that was the joke.
I don't remember.
It's been a while.
yeah, who cares? Anyways, I have a beef of the fucking week.
Oh, yeah.
This time it's Daniel. Yam Daniel. Back at it again with those white Vans. And back at it again with those I'm mad at Eric days. Because he's constantly coming at me and he's saying, oh, you stink. You're bad. Show me your dick, he says. And then I don't it. I don't like it when he says that.
Jesus.
And, I mean, I hate to do this to you, Eric. Yeah. You're coming across as the victim here. You sent him a message.
Right.
I have it in good fact. You sent him a message the other day. Can I read? You mind if I read out
read
the
it.
Message?
Read it. I have nothing to hide.
You have nothing to hide, and you nothing I'm think you know what message I'm referring to.
Yeah, nothing to hide.
So you think that when I read this message that you sent to Daniel the other day, you think there's going to be no fallout?
You
have nothing to hide.
Not one bit of fallout.
I think you're expecting me. You think.
I know what the
you think
says.
That you gaslighting me into thinking, oh, if he is so fine with me saying it, it must not be that bad.
It's
you're
not
thinking
that bad.
I'm just going to be like, oh, I guess I won't read it.
It's not bad at all. It's a little tiny threat.
I'm going to read the message.
Sure.
I'm going to kill you in real life, and this isn't a joke. Get ready, cunt.
Yeah,
this makes
I don't
me not want to go see the body.
I don't see the problem. You're going to see the body. You're going to see the body regardless.
You're going to see the body, yeah. You're going to see a body.
You're going to see a body. You're going to see my body.
Yeah.
After I run away.
The thing,
run!
Yeah. We've been in a run. Run. Listen to my little...
End the fucking episode.
Come back!
Man. End the episode. Who gives a shit? That was great.
End the episode. End the episode.
Are we done? Are we done?
End the episode.
Are we done?
End the episode.
End of episode.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay, we're done. Stop recording.
See if Audacity will freeze here.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.